Thank you and good morning. Sheriff Mike Downey has declared a local emergency due to the damage caused to local roadways and culverts during the Pacific storm that swept through the area earlier this month. Roadways were damaged by land and rock slides, and culverts were washed out during the storm, which caused damage across the county. Public Works is in the process of repairing the roadways, but the cost is expected to rise to more than $5.5 million, a price tag too steep for the county to handle alone. With the emergency declaration, the county will now be eligible to apply for disaster funding, and the Board of Supervisors will approve the emergency declaration at its next meeting on the 24th. Fortuna police are searching for 57-year-old Scott Chandler and 54-year-old Heidi Chandler, who are wanted in connection with a large indoor marijuana grow that was discovered during the service of a search warrant on Wednesday morning. Fortuna police served the warrant at four large commercial units at the Fortuna Business Park in the 600 block of L Street and found all four units had been converted into grow rooms. Officers confiscated more than 50 pounds of processed marijuana, more than 1,000 growing plants, and more than 14 grams of methamphetamine. In addition to the L Street warrant, officers also served a warrant at the Chandler's residence in the 3300 block of Tammy Drive and seized other items and materials connected with the months-long investigation. The Chandlers remain at large and the investigation is ongoing. Eureka police are searching for the driver and passenger who were involved in a single-vehicle collision at the corner of 5th and Broadway early Wednesday morning. When officers reached the scene, they found a white Chevy pickup on its roof. The vehicle had collided first with a fire hydrant and then with Christina's restaurant and caused minor damage. A review of video surveillance saw that the driver and passenger left the scene on foot. In a second incident on Tuesday night, Eureka police responded to a call that a vehicle had driven off the road on Hodgson Street and came to rest in the bushes. The driver of that car fled the scene before officers arrived, and anyone with information about either incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Following on the heels of her predecessor, State Controller Betty Yee continues to add information to a database that can be accessed by the public. The latest addition to the website, publicpay.gov, is the salary information for all employees in special districts across the state. The special district salary information is now listed alongside the information for all employees in the 58 counties, as well as for more than 450 cities across California, and now for the employees from more than 2,900 special districts. College of the Redwoods has teamed up with Cal Fire and the U.S. Forest Service to provide safety training for contract workers hired to help during the wildland fire season. Redwoods Community Education is offering safety classes for heavy equipment operators, water tender drivers, and other vehicle operators who need to be safety qualified to work at fire scenes across the state. Beginning on Saturday at the Del Norte campus, Redwoods will offer safety courses at locations throughout the county, including Eureka, Willow Creek, and Ruth Lake. For more information, contact Redwoods Community Education. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the early morning hours on January 28th, a fire started in the historic Star Hotel building in downtown Fortuna. And before all was said and done, the fire would destroy the historic landmark and affect business throughout the downtown area. That fire and the response, first from local volunteer departments and later from professional companies, highlighted the importance of mutual aid when it comes to the fire service, as Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods explains.
When someone does need help, may call for two additional engines, or in the case of the Fortuna fire, they called for our ladder truck. We get the dispatch and we just immediately respond because we know our neighbors need help. There's going to be times when we need help. Once you get there, it's pretty seamless. We're all using the same incident command system, and how your unit, when it gets there, is going to be plugged in and put to work.
Woods pointed out that fire service training is standard and that when a company is dispatched to another area, they have a pretty good idea of what will be required when they reach the scene.
Again, it doesn't make any difference whether it was our crews that came in that have more experience fighting fires. They can work with the less experienced ones. Everybody knows the same goals, same safety hazards, things to be aware of, and work very seamlessly, cooperatively to try to put the fire out as best they can.
The Fortuna fire demonstrated that when the rare major fire incident happens, the support of local departments for mutual aid can be relied upon. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.